It is reported that the FBI and Sheriff's Department are investigating daily threats against the family of missing Kaylee Anthony. The FBI, according to Local6.com, are looking into these threats that apparently happen on a daily basis via email and telephone. Also, it's reported that George Anthony, the grandfather of Kaylee Anthony, is not happy that there was a leak of a timeline, fearing that it could convince the public that Kaylee is dead. Well, George, the timeline being leaked, I believe, is also wrong. The public may be already convinced that Kaylee's dead. I'm not sure about that. But you and your family need to hold out as much hope as you possibly can. Yes, there have been too many leaks in this case. And unfortunately, because of these leaks, there's been speculation and reporting by some news organizations and cable news shows that they have this case already solved. Thus, the threats coming your way. If this case never made the media, it's kind of a six of one, half a dozen of the other sort of case. No one would know about it, but now that people do know about it, you're going to have the crazies that make threats to you. However, leaks to television shows and former detectives like Mark Furman coming on the air and saying what they think happened, and lawyers that practice today saying that your family isn't to be trusted, is totally wrong. I believe that news organizations have a right to report, but they also have an obligation to be fair and not do what they've been doing with this case. All we can hope is that the law enforcement agents and agencies that are investigating it will come to the conclusion someday and be able to find Kaylee and find out why she's been missing all this time. And hopefully news organizations, in particular Fox News, stop speculating, and maybe, only maybe, that will control some of these threats that are coming your way. Timelines and investigative aid should not be released to the news, because news agencies don't solve crime. Police do. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.